Remember Hilcha Shabbos, towards the end over here, Simon Shin Mem Bey is in the bottom of Kuf Tzad, the Gimel Med Aleph. Halacha is a Bein Hashmash, of twilight. Mut Lassa Dvaram, that you're allowed to do things, Shas Chazal Mishum Gzer, that Chazal, our sages, made it forbidden because of a decree, or a binnik decree. Boisif Echad is one paragraph. Says Mechabes Avav, Kal Dvaram, all the things Shem Asumid to be safe and that are binnikly forbidden, like goes Aleim Bein Hashmash, they did not make a decree on them by twilight. Says Dvaram, Mo Bein La'el, Simon Shem Mechalev, Vesoyev, Simon Shem Zayin. Continues Mechabes. Mitzvah, as long as there's some element of a mitzvah related to a idyllic or pressing situation. Kate said, how so? Mutali ben Hashmashas, lalas bilam. Person allowed to go by twilight, he's allowed to go up a tree, a lush up in the mayim, or swim on the water, lahavi lulav ashaifer, to bring a lulav ashaifer. Chemard meilan, your girls to take down from a tree, or mitzvah merkamats, or take out of a rabbinically prohibited area, erib sha'asa, an erib that he made. Chem totem hoyitarit, if he was perturbed, busy, and he was overwhelmed because of something that's rabbinically forbidden, Mutta ben Hashmashas, that's permitted by twilight. But for this reason, Mutta lemon ben Hashmashas, and Yehudi allowed to tell by twilight, to non-Jew, halakhli neighbor Shabbos, to light a candle for him for Shabbos. Says Mashmashas, Siv Katan Aleph. Kala Dvar Mechulu, all the things that are rabbinically forbidden, they were not Kaiser ben Hashmashas. So he says, listen to the call of Davka. It's actually the wording of everything is not precise. The Yesh Dvarm Shesumish Medivri Seifim, there are things that have been forbidden, because of the Ben Hashmashas, and they did make a decree on them by twilight. Avotar Mitzah, even for Mitzah Purpose, Kagoyin, Hamavurla Kaban, like we'll see later on, Sim Tov Tes, Siv Gimel, Beshachon Arach, which in Tirsh number one brings that there he writes that if a person put his Erev Tchumen on top of some type of vegetation that starts to get hard, but they're still soft, and it's easy to break off from them, it's not considered as an Erev, because since the Erev has to be placed in a place where you can take it from Ben Hashmashas, and here you cannot take it, because you might break from these sprouts. And even though this is only a rabbinic prohibition, the Mishnah over there in the Shartzin explains in the name of the Mishnah, still the Begoyz over here, because since these sprouts are soft, it's very close to come to Issa Dereis of Kaitzer, and therefore, yeah, even there it's going to be forbidden. Continues the Mishnah Berachin, have a pochas, pochas, marba, amas, so to carry less than dollar amas at a time, commission mubi shambi magad, mamishim rabba magad. That is forbidden in the Mishnah. But the reason is, Mishnah dim kreim lobadim locha gumur Dereis, it's very close for these situations to come to a biblical malacha. Because, of course, you might carry more than Dalai Lama's once you're carrying. Because of them, it's faith. They decreed on them more. Even by Ben Hashmashas. B'chein ha'ba paiskim seifim, so too many halachic authorities hold the ima arvin erev t'chumen. Ben Hashmashas, you cannot make erev t'chumen by Ben Hashmashas. Avshul tzarech mitz, even for a mitzvah purpose. B'chein malacha shein zuch legufa. So too a malacha that you don't need for it itself, even though that's only rabbinic prohibition, Cham Mishari Siud Rabbanan, that's more severe than the rabbinic prohibition, and Basim B'chal Gam the Ben Hashmashas, forbidden in all situations by Ben Hashmashas, which Shartzin Oisbe says that Prima Godem, in the Eish Lavram. And he concludes over there, and therefore it's forbidden to tell non-Jew by Ben Hashmashas to extinguish a candle if it's not for a Dvar Mitzvah, and you're not overwhelmed for this thing. What he means to say is, even though extinguishing is a Malacha Chin Tzikul Guf, you don't need the ashes, you don't need the coals, even so, it has a Malacha like lighting through a non-Jew, because even though that we're more machmir on the Rabbanon of Malacha Shein Tzucha Lagufa to be aser even by Ben Hashmashas. Contains Mishbura, and Afim name of the Etzem Yisur HaDrabban, even if you say the actual Isser is only rabbinic, but Cholshkin de la Ram, Hoderais, the Shogun Ram, which he holds that is biblical. But that, regarding Malacha Shein Tzucha Lagufa, says you should know, the Chosiv said this whole paragraph, Leimari is not talking about Keshekibel Allah of Shabbos, when he was Makabel Shabbos. I'm Makibel of Shabbos because he was really accepted Shabbos. Going on the Mizmash of Shabbos, or Lechadoidi Bizmeinenu, or in our times Lechadoidi. Mavur Le'el, Besamir Shemachav, that already explained Shevel Umabaydim. Even if it's not Shabbos yet, the film Rakatsi, but Kibel of, and even if it's just a community accepted on himself. Shalos Chal of Shabbos Bakarga, then by default, Shabbos already took effect. Oslei Lasses called Shos Ba'atzme, obviously he's not to do any Isra Abanan himself. I feel Dvar Mitzah, even for a Mitzah purpose. Imloi, Aliday, maybe Gedulim, if not through a non-Jew. Sivkat Beis. So it said, but all the things that are rabbinic forbidden, they were not gazing them by Ben Hashmashas by twilight. Was Manam Mavul El, and when, what's the time of Ben Hashmashas? That was explained already by Simir Shemachalf, Ayin Shom, look over there, which Edition 9 brings it. The Shulchan Aruch over there, and the Ramah there, writes that the time is the amount of time it takes to go 3/4 mile. And how long does it take to walk a mile? Is 1/3 hour. Minus a 30th. That is, that the share of going a mil is 18 minutes, and that's what he brings later on Simtuf Notez. He writes that the share mil is 18 minutes according to this. The share of Ben Hashmashas, which is how long it takes to go 3/4 mil, is 13 and a half minutes. And Be'al Loch over here writes that it's approximately 13 minutes. However, Mishnah Brewer, Mishnah Machavi writes that the share of the time Ben Hashmashas is approximately 1/4 hour, Sharatzina, but he writes that according to the Chag Yaakov and the Milne Gaon, it's a little bit more. And the Shulchan Aruch later on, Torpesh Ches writes that the time of Ben Hashmash is the amount of time it takes to go 1500 Amis. Mishmuruba, they writes that it's approximately a quarter of an hour before Tzitzik Chavim. And that's how he writes in Rish Lama Gimel, he writes that approximately a quarter of an hour before Tzitzik Chavim, according to all opinions, already including Ben Hashmash. And we discussed this in Rish Mem Tzitzik Chavim Alf. Says Mishra further, he says, if I'm going to mention this topic, look at the Rambam, he's not sure, but Bina Shmash Shamat is Shabbos. Regarding the twilight of when Shabbos is ending, the Efshad that Shulchan Aruch Mari, that's possible that Shulchan Aruch is talking about, Rak Be'erev Shabbos. Because B'Shamei Pukayim, it's different that with the days coming in, Me'il Yom from the day going out. The Mesveka, because out of doubt, Lo Yipaka Kedusha, once it's already was Shabbos, it's not going to remove the sanctity. Because Lahachman, the Chayyim writes to be stringent. By Allah and the Maslan Hashmasha, Shabin that we brought, the Beis Meir Hechriya, the Beis Meir comes out. The Medina and Chelik halachically there is no difference. After Shabbos, even after Shabbos, Ben Hashmasha Mutz Shavuot Tzarek Mitzah by twilight permitted a rabbinic prohibition for a mitzvah purpose. Bechem Bechir Yesu came Meshem Rajbuk Savya the Ervin, a handwritten script of Ervin. The Shabbat Ben Hashmasha Mutz Shabbos. That's the same thing. Twilight of Mutz Shabbos and Ben Hashmasha Shabbos with the twilight of Friday evening. But however, in practice, he writes the Yesh Lahachem Matzah Shabbos. One should be stringent by Matzah Shabbos. Shem the Inon Bekim Zman Der Shabbos Nashmash. We're not so well versed in the time of twilight. Masem Asklas Man Shein Inu Badiyim. When does it start the time when it's not definitely day? Then Be'alocha again. Look at the Be'alocha we referenced before regarding how to proceed. Sibkat and Gimel. The Mechaber said so for Dvar Mitzvah, or let's say Bechim Moed Me'ilim Mechulu, or let's say he's taking it down from a tree. And because with tzarech mitzvah, it's considered a mitzvah need. Even though he doesn't need it so much now in Shabbos, because in the beginning, you can't make it for mitzvah purpose. It's like if you're not allowed to take it down and bring it to where you have to be, his erev is not going to take effect. Therefore, taking the erev down is also considered tzarech mitzvah. Take out rabbinically prohibited area. You're telling me what this is. Because he's intending to make his Shabbos residence, which is what Erev Tchumen is, in the public domain. Or private domain as near the Kamalas. If he's not going to be permitted by twilight, which is when the Erev takes effect, it's like to take it out of the Kamalas to bring it to him. He's not going to take effect. Again, the Erev is going to be permitted. The same reason. He was busy and overwhelmed with something. He's coming to explain with this. What does it mean? Or a pressing situation? Shakasal El, which he previously wrote. That is him. Let's say a person was overwhelmed from this. The Azman Astam. Then presumably Nitzak Litzarchab. It's something that is a great need, and therefore Shasat Chaku. And if it's a pressing situation, Lachinu Tirule. And if they permitted him, which Shair Tzitz Dalit says that's the sounds like from the Pashalos Rambam. If you look, if you analyze it, because the Shasat Chak is they permitted. From the Chaim, it sounds like that the reason the Heter is because that if you don't permit of him, comes as a star in Shabbos. Says Mishra further, he says, aggressive that it sounds like him, this is the Rambam permits, because he's overwhelmed. It's when there's a very, very pressing situation, which Mishra explained, like he wants to make an error, because he's overwhelmed and he wants to run away from a non Jew. But there's shavu in dvar mitzvah, so that's like equivalent to the to like a dvar mitzvah. The tirus shuas bein hashmashes and they permitted such a rabbinic prohibition by bein hashmashes. And that is afilik she'ev munachal ilan in even if the eiv is on the tree of the carmelos, that's going to be permitted. Now Sharatzin Isay says however it's pasha that he would also agree to what I wrote in Simri Shemachal from the Shabbos of Kutn Tezayin Nim Marshal that they were not geyser on the shuas bein hashmashes in the situation of a great loss. And it's possible the same thing is in the situation where it's a great need. And Menach Reinim, they quote the words of Mashal Halacha, that in a situation of a great loss or in a great need, they would not go to Ben Hashmashes on the Shavuos on a rabbinic prohibition. So like edition number 13 brings, they'd be allowed to tell a non-Jew to light a yahrzeit candle on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes when it's the yahrzeit of his father, his mother, as Mishnah writes, in the name of Mashal and Rish Tamachav, that's permitted since people are careful regarding it. It's considered like a tzarech gadol, like a big need. Sivkat and Dov. So he said that sort of if he's disturbed and he's benechbaz, Tradition 40 brings that there he explains the name of the Marshal, that this heter of nechbaz, what it means to say anything that if it's not going to be done, it's going to be in pain regarding this on Shabbos, you're allowed to do b'nash masha through a non-Jew. And therefore, on this the Marshal wonders, but he says, libi nekel hachma, he says, my heart is banging to be stringent. If there's no tzarech for Shabbos, and he adds on, but if there's a great loss or a great need, and it's permitted even not for a tzarech Shabbos, specifically as if it was done through a non-Jew, because it's a shvus, it's not even an active rabbinic prohibition. Sivkot and Zayin. So he said, for this reason, said Mechabi, you're allowed to say b'nash masha to a non-Jew to light for him a ner b'Shabbos. Hi b'Shabbos, this on Shabbos, this is what it means to say is, she'ad like take it b'nash masha to Shabbos, means right then, in twilight, for him to light it for the needs of Shabbos. I'm v'aksha, she'ad like achka b'Shabbos good, but if he's asking him to light later on, he's asking b'nash masha to light later on Shabbos itself, ze also, that's forbidden. I feel in b'kshim and b'yim, even ask him from before Shabbos, come b'ul e'ba, simit shen zayin, siv beis. Which the Sharat Sinai Zion says there's no difference regarding a meal in Yehudi telling a non-Jew whether he tells him on Shabbos or before Shabbos that he should do it on Shabbos. And this said it's Dvar Mitzvah, but Mechaber doesn't hold that that would make it any difference, as Burton Simish and Zion said, hey, and therefore it's not permitted over here to tell a non-Jew for Shabbos itself. Says Mishbur for others, beloved Avkal Tzarech Suda, it's not only for the needs of the meal, Mata Mechaber, that the author permits. The Wadin Zimling is Mevachsha, if he asks him, Shialik Bechedesh Yashon Sham, to light a candle in the room that he's sleeping over there, Gamkin Yashlakal, one could also be leaning over there too. So the Sharatin Ezchest, that's how Prima Gadm is inclined, because it'll bother him. And truth is, it appears that one could permit, even if he's not bothered from this, since he gets delight from it. For on Shabbos, it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, it's just like the way I wrote in the Bir Halacha. And the Maschil Mutter. Bialacha. And the Ramaschil Benashmashis. Chabad said anything that's forbidden on Midirisayfim, they were not going to Benashmashis. Look, Mishpur Sipkot Beis, in the suffix of the Magen Avraham, regarding Matzah Shabbos, as we said. So the Sifibes Meir proves that there's no difference regarding Friday night and Matzah Shabbos. Look over there. And this that the Magen Avraham brings from Simen Shem Pei Vav that we're machmer ba'pukiyem when the day is ending versus the day starting. He writes, no, which the Adirshu 7 brings that the Shulchan Aruch writes over there that you're not allowed to make an Eruv with food that's koinim on Shabbos that has an Isser Ned related to it. And therefore, if someone says an Erev Shabbos on a piece of bread that today is going to remain chulin and tomorrow it's going to be Kodesh or koinim, that you can make an Eruv with it, since b'bein d'shmash Erev Shabbos, Misafik, it didn't yet take effect in the Kedusha, and therefore it's appropriate to be eaten. But if he says on every Shabbos is Kedush and Lamachra on Shabbos it can be Chol, you cannot make an Erev with it, because since Misafik, it has not lost yet the Kedusha that it had been Ashmoshes until nighttime. If that's the case, but Ben Ashmoshes, the bread was not fit to eat. So on that he says that no, there's no proof, because there, the Afka by Kain and Hektish, where the Issa is the Raisa, they would say that when the day's starting, Misafik, the Kedusha not going to take effect. But when the day's ending, Misafik is not going to leave. But Issa Drabonim, we are always Mekel, both before and by after. Now, and this is Simon Tov Kav Samach Beis regarding Tainus, where the Dirsha 8 brings that there, the Shulchan Aruch writes that any Tainus that was not completed until Tzitzik HaChav not considered as a Tainus. And Magabram writes about the name of the Beis Yisum, that if not for the stringency of Tisha B'Av, it permitted to eat in the beginning of Tainus, also by Benishmash until nighttime, but at the end of the Tainus, the Tainus does not end until Tzitzik HaChav, which is definitely nighttime. So again, it says that there's no Raya, because over there, this is only because of the Isra is only because of a minik. We have a machma ben ashmasha because we're not so well versed, but not me'etzim halacha. And we're going to say also to some coming to sound their opinion is that medina that's actually the halacha, because we hold that luchum halacha is like Rabbi Yisi. If that's the case, according to him, then it's not even savik lila beforehand. And therefore, two leniencies are not going to be lenient to say that savik is more than halacha is like a Yehuda, and that this is also a savik. That's the words of the base mayor. Says the Be'alach, and the truth is that the Rambam also sounds like this, that B'bin Hashmash Matzah Shabbos is also B'minik, because his words are, anything that's usher because of our Isra Rabbanon, they were not glazed in the B'bin Hashmash, so only the actual day itself is B'bin Hashmash permitted, and that there should be some Dvar Mitzah, etc. Now, from the Diyuk of his words, B'atzma Shayayim, you see explicitly that's only the day itself, that when the Isra is definite, there are glazed in the Shavuot. That's how it's brought in Sefer B'chaz Yisim, in the Rashba, he says the Be'alach, you should know that according to Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman Rishon Achav, that as long as B'bin Hashmash, that is even if it can be leaned by B'bin Hashmash of Yehuda, that's only approximately 13 minutes before Tzitzik HaChavim. But this is all when you know that it already reached the time of B'nash Mashas. But if we're not sure if it's the time of B'nash Mashas, for sure it's going to be Asa, because a Safik, a Chasar and Yediyah, like you don't know that therefore you're in doubt, that's not considered a Safik, halachically, the way the Prima goes in some Rishon HaChav. Now, According to what the Gemara explains, and recorded in previous in Samir Shemachal, that the Benishmash of Yehuda starts after Shkia, and Benishmash of Yisi starts after the Benishmash of Yehuda, which is a small amount of time, very close to literally to Tzeis HaKachob when the stars come out. Look, previous in Samir Shemachal and the Be'al Locha, that we weren't sure that although that we're lenient by regarding Yisi Jerban and Benishmash, who's to tell us that we should be lenient two leniencies together? A, that we should hold like a Yehuda, that after Shkia is Benishmash, and afterwards, we should hold like Rebbe, that they weren't good on then the Yisi Jerban. Maybe we're not lenient by Matzah Shabbos, only by Benishmash of Yisi, but before that, we were holding Kabisi, that definite daytime. And it's obvious in the Gemara, the Daf Lama Dal, that you have to go stringently, even regarding Trum Drabbanan, the way Tzitzis writes over there, and some of what they've been going to come and sell right regarding a fast, regarding a tines. He says, maybe that Shavuos and these Yisur Drabbanan, they're more lenient than this. And he says, Tzarchin requires further analysis. So he says, therefore it seems that Matzah Shabbos, one should be stringent until close to sunset. Then it's been the Shemash Reb Yesi, which is a very small amount of time, very much. And that also in the same place, Meir himself, he concludes that, however, one should be stringent until Tzitzis Kechavim, because we're not so well versed by the time of the Shemashes. And this that he doesn't mention the Shemash Reb Yesi is because it's a very small amount of time, as written in previous in Rishon Mechavim B'Alacha, and therefore he's not even concerned about even mentioning that. He just says to wait for Tzitzis Kechavim. To Maschel Mutal Ben Hashmashes, we said that for these pressing situations with Bar Mitzvah, it's permitted Ben Hashmashes to go up on the tree and all these things. So look at Prima Gadam that he's bothered. He says, what's the reason why it's permitted? As long as Ben Hashmashes Erev Shabbos, why shouldn't it be Usser at least a little bit because of Taisis Shabbos, the addition that you have to add on, Mechal Al Kodesh, according to one that says it's there, right? So look over there. So maybe in truth, it's not the whole Ben Hashmashes that it's permitted. It's only a little bit up until nighttime that it's going to be Usser. Yeah, right, because of the Taisefis, because of additions that one would be required to do at that time. Issue 6 brings that the reason why they weren't going to be in the Shmashes, Rash writes himself to Evan Deflam of Days, they've been in the Shmashes, it's doubtful time, and Shus says, Rabban, and they weren't going to be in the Suffolk, Prima Gunnam writes, that's because Suffolk Drabban Lakula. However, like Ketchila, they didn't permit because of this to do Ben Shmashes, things that are rabbinically forbidden, because like Ketchila, one is not over Suffolk Drabban. He just adds on that not every Suffolk Drabban is equal regarding this, there are certain things that you could do like Ketchila, because the Suffolk Drabban is Lakula. So too, if it was overwhelmed and bothered by something, permitted to do that Yisur Drabbanan ben Hashmashes. It said this wording is quoted from the Rambam. There it's broad. Tarv v'nechpas and benitzuch l'dovashu m'shumashuvas. And he needs something that's because of rabbinic prohibition. So look at Achreinim in the Mishabura how to explain his words. And the truth is, after all this, the wording's not really so precise. But what's appropriate is interpretation is the way the Vilna Gaon hints on this in Simir Shemachal Sebeis, the Rambam is intending with this what it's brought in Simir Tov Tes Vav Sef Aleph. And there it's also quoted from Lashon Rambam in Perek Vav Mechaz Erevin, that you cannot make an Erev only Levar Mitzah, or if he needs to, let's say, run away from a non-Jew, etc. And the Mishnah is picking the Alacha Rebbe, that they weren't going on the Shos Ben Hashmashes only regarding Erev. What you see from that is Dafka, in such a situation, are we lenient? The Maschel Mutal Ben Hashmashes, that these Yisrael Rabbanan permitted Ben Hashmashes. So you should know that later on, Simtov Tesvav Sef Alf in the Ramah, it's obvious that something that's a Tzarek Shabbos, and even though it's possible without it, it just adds on some delight, is considered as a Tzarek Mitzvah. Memela, it's Mutter over here, the Rinnik prohibition by Ben Hashmashes, because it has the same halacha regarding Eivul Dvar Mitzvah with our situation, as Brother Mark Mishnah, Perich Abdam, Hechel Shabbos, Halach Yudin, look at the Bach, he says, Hanilin is Dati Gesavti, he says, what it seems in my eyes, my humble understanding, he says, I wrote. Which actually, the Dirshu 17 brings that what's this that it was Mitzayin to the Ramo over there in Tov Tes Vav. He writes over there that if a person wants to take a stroll on Shabbos in his orchards, it's considered as a Dvar Mitzah, and it's allowed to make an Erev Tchumen for that purpose. Our Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Machalf writes that if he doesn't have what to eat, it's considered as a Dvar Mitzah, and he's allowed to take off Maisa by Ben Hashmashes. It sounds like that if he has something else to eat, they didn't permit to take off Maisa because of just a delightful eating. So if someone has a sliced bread, but it doesn't have Lecha Mishnah, the Ketzes HaShulchan writes that it's permitted for that reason to take off Maisa Ben Hashmashes. He adds on, the same thing is, if he doesn't have wine that has Maisa for Kiddush, you're allowed to take off the Maisa Ben Hashmashes, even though he can make Kiddush on bread. Now, if a person needs utensils, for Shabbos, and they're not tabled, and he doesn't have any other kelim. Mishmur writes over there that considered as a teich mitzah, and he's allowed to table them. Ben Shmashas, even though on Shabbos he's not table, because it looks like Misakin, this would be permitted. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one. Yeah, I said that. Dirshu number four. A city that has many shuls, and the time that the Mekabel Shabbos is not the same by all the shuls. The Rishon Lakim, the Mishmur writes that every shul is qualified on its own. And even if one of them is most of the community, an individual is not Mekabel Shabbos only according to his shul that he usually davens in. But if the minyan is in his house, even Bekviyas, then the individual is drawn after most of the community. Now in our times, Rabbi Yashiv instructed that this halacha, that an individual is drawn after the shul that he usually davens in, is said specifically in places that there's only one minyan that's for his nusach that he usually davens in. But in our places, where there are many minyanim in abundance for every nusach, so the individual is not drawn only by the last Kabbal Shabbos in town, since if he wants to, he could daven over there in another shul, and therefore he's not limited. Tishrei number 10. To light a fire through a non-Jew by Ben Hashmash of Mat Shabbos while Tzarech Mitzvah. And Risha and Bov Mishra writes in the name of the Pivot God, then one could be lenient. So to Yom Tov falls out of Mat Shabbos, but Halacha writes later on Tov Kuf Yud Dalad, that permitted, according to some of the Paiskim, to light a candle by Ben Hashmash through a non-Jew in the Makom Mitzvah. And the reason for this, writes the Pivot God Risha and Bov, is because of a Sefek Sveka. Maybe it's permitted Amir Nachri in the Makom Mitzvah, and also Sefek, maybe you could permit by Ben Hashmash Mat Shabbos, like it is by Ben Hashmash of Erev Shabbos. Regarding blowing a Shreifa Matzim Kippurim, he writes in Tov Yishchab Gimel that you blow even by a time Ben Hashmash. Because it's a shvus l'tzarech mitzvah, even not through a non-Jew. For this reason, from this halacha, the das tar the Rasham proves, and then the truest guru Ari Yehuda, that also ben shmashem at Shabbos, maybe kelinin a shvus l'tzarech mitzvah. Another in machzah shekel writes not to be lenient regarding this, only with tkiyah matzah yom kippurim, because there are many reasons regarding for the idea that tkiyah. Dishu number 11. In Reisha Machalef, the Mishnah proves that just like we permit Isra Rabban by Ben Hashmash L'Tzarech Mitzvah, as we're saying over here, even not for a Tzarech Shabbos, same thing is, L'Tzarech Mitzvah, you let it tell a non-Jew Ben Hashmash to do even a full-fledged Malacha that's not L'Tzarech Shabbos, since the Isra Mil Nachri is Omen Rabban. So to something that's made for the purpose of guests, Kavachayim writes that the Halacha is, like a Tzarech Mitzvah, as Rama writes in Shin Lamad Gimel, that in the situation where they permit a Tzarech Mitzvah, they also permit it for the needs of a guest. Like in Rambam, Mishnah Berurah, over the Yitzhak Gontes, they explain who's considered a guest regarding this. Regarding the Isra Rabban Mitzvah, Chavtzcha David Dover, so the Isra Rabban of Ubn Dechol, till David writes, it's possible that these Yisurim are lesser than other Yisuri Shavuos, and the permitted Ben Hashmashas, even Shalur Tzarech Mitzvah, another than Ben Gadim writes, that they're also forbidden by Ben Hashmashas. Dish number 12. An action that has two Yisuri Shavuos, and Tuf test Mishra writes, that permitted to do them Ben Hashmashas, because they weren't Geyser on them, on Ben Hashmashas, on Shavuos. However, the Bar Tanura and Erevin writes that on two Isuri Shavuos, they were Gezer Ben Hashmashas not to do them. Kiva Egan, the Mishnayis over there, is Masig, and then we contest from the Lachad, that's brought in the Gemara, Erevin, Nav, Lamed, Alman, Bez, and later on, that if someone puts his Erev on a tree that's lower down than 10 Tvach, and he's intending to do his Shavuos and Rishus Rab, even though he's going to have to violate two Isuri Dirabanim to take his Erev, one, that he's taking out from a Kamel to Rishus Rab, two, that he's utilizing a tree, it is considered as the Erev. Trishter Mikveege brings the teretz of the Evan Oizer to differentiate between two Yisuri Shavuos that are done in one shot to two Yisuri Shavuos that are done consecutive, one after another. And the reason for this difference, writes the Sefer Aruch L'Chaim, that by Ben Hashmashas, one has to be in doubt every single moment if it's still daytime or it's already nighttime. For that reason, when he does two Yisuri Rabbanim one after another, so they're like two separate doubts. And since each Safik is on one Yisuri Rabbanim, so they're a matter. Which is not the case when he does two Yisuri Rabbanan as one. We have in front of us only one suffix on two Yisuri Shavuos. We're going to doubt that they were not matter. However, all the words of the Eben Ezer are according to Shittas Rashi over there. That's obviously like his words, the way they're about Nur, right? The two Yisuri Shavuos are Mochamer. However, in Tasin Tasin Rashi over there, it's brought explicitly that by Ben Hashmashas they were not Gezer at all, even two Yisuri Shavuos. Regarding the prohibition of anointing and wearing shoes in Yom Kippurim, that those who hold it, they're not also only Rabbanan, as brought later on Tafri Shiraf. The people are not sure if it's permitted with them by Ben Hashmashas when there's a great need, like for example, for medicinal purposes. Dish number 13. He said, "You'll have to tell a non-Jew to light a Yortzid candle by Ben Hashmashas." Dish number 15. To tell a non-Jew to light many candles for the mitzvah of Lachas Ner Shabbos, sounds like Bir Lacha in Rishon Mechavta, that's permitted, because he brings by the name of the Magen Avraham, that if there's one candle lit for the needs of a Suda, it's us on Shabbos to tell a non-Jew to light more candles. And on that, the Bir Lacha writes, it would seem by Ben Hashmashas, one does not have to be stringent. If he's in pain, word out, that is, it's permitted to tell him to light them more than one candle. And that's as brought in HaGoyesh, Rebekah Be'egin, Rishon Mechav, and Shabbos Dir Makil, that's permitted, and specifically when you don't have two candles lit, because the Velt is careful not to do less than two candles, Kenegid Zachan Shama. However, regarding building a sukkah by Minash Mashas on the seventh day of Sukkot for the purposes of sitting in it by Chutz La'aretz on Shmini Atzeres, Sharatin writes in Tofer Shaman Zayin that it's permitted to tell non-Jew Minash Mashas to build it because it's a Shavuos to Shavuos, L'tzarech Mitzvah.